Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man allegedly took out his frustrations on a deputy's parked patrol car. And it happened on camera in Volusia County, Florida. He found himself behind bars. He was caught on camera taking out his frustrations on this patrol car parked in Pearson, according to deputies. 58-year-old Eric Johnson was arrested, charged with felony criminal mischief and attempted burglary of a vehicle, according to the sheriff's office. His mugshot says, "I don't care what." That's literally his expression. Another photo showed a minor dent on the side of the car. He did dent it. That was the length of, or that was the extent of the damage. But he does have a long rap sheet. Over 90 charges related to battery, robbery, aggravated assault, and more. Does his mugshot not say, "I don't care"?
Exactly,
I'm telling you what. Exactly. Wow. This mugshot, I don't know what to make of. A drunk Florida man believed that he had a right to sit naked in a trash can in public.
It is America.
But, you know, don't get crazy. He's 35? He's 35. Are you kidding me? Dude, there is no way this guy's 35. He looks so old.
He looks like one of the Allman Brothers cousins.
Old cousins. Like, yeah. It's like Meathead and one of the Allman Brothers cousins had a baby. His name is Wiley James Weeks.
Oh.
W-Y-L-Y. I need to focus on this for a minute. His name is literally Wiley Weeks.
That says something.
Wiley James Weeks. If I had that name, you would have to call me all three names every time you addressed me. He was found very late Saturday evening. He refused to identify himself, but they said, according to Pinellas County, that he was, quote, drunk and disorderly, and he was sitting naked in a trash can on a public sidewalk. Which you're not supposed to do. They said that he wasn't very cooperative, as you know. He was observed sitting there. He wouldn't let people use the trash can. He was drunk. He smelled of alcohol. He could not stand on his feet, and he slurred his words. This is not the first time that he had a similar an encounter like this with law enforcement. He also got drunk and walked around naked in Gulfport, according to the South Sun Sentinel there. So that's, and on that bender, he also got accused of vandalism. So there's some, yeah, so he's done this before. I want to do this one. A Florida man with a sword. A Florida man conducts a ritual with a sword while holding a woman captive. John Peter Stevens from Clearwater. 42, he's 42. What is up with these people looking way older than their age? How is this guy 42 years old?
It's not the vax, though. It's not the vaccine.
He looks like he's old enough to be our dad. Why does he look so... He's 42. Anyway, he got angry at this woman because she got a text message and he took his... I guess he was angry about the text message. He took his phone and threw it on the ground and then he hit her with his fist. She was forced in the bathroom and then he decided to get a sword from the living room because that's normal. And he just charged at her while holding the sword's tip towards her. She fell onto the floor. He said he was going to cut her in half or cut her head off if she didn't get back in the room and also get away from him. So very confusing orders. She was able to contact police and he was charged with, oh boy, there's a lot of stuff. He's charged with a lot of stuff. He's in trouble. So let's just put it that I'm not going to read every single one of these charges because there were a lot there.
But they all make sense.
Yeah, they all make sense. I mean, you know, you read them and you're like, okay. This is insane. A Florida man slashes his ex-wife's tires, led police on a chase, and then drove his car off a cliff.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And this was in he's from the Villages, but it happened in Long Island. So.
There it is.
Roger Foster, 56, of the Villages, was arrested and charged with second-degree criminal contempt, third-degree criminal mischief. Oh, my gosh. Like seven other things. He was arrested in New York's Long Island after cops said he led them on a chase and then drove legit off a cliff into a town. Just yeeted himself Thelma and Louise style off a cliff into the town of Greenport. They did take him into custody and they said that they had everybody working to try to get this guy. Yeah, he literally ignored an end of road barrier and drove the car off a cliff and landed in the Long Island Sound in Greenport. Drove through the guardrail, ended up off the cliff, bounced off the beach and into the Sound.
And he didn't die to death?
He was, quote, uninjured for the most part. No, he did not die to death. That's crazy. Wow. They said that they were prepared to take action, but it didn't happen that way. No, because he did it for them. Good night. People who bring you free radio, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K, great Florida-based company. The Sub 2K is shipping now. They've made a lot of upgrades to this. I have the previous, I have the Gen 2, I have the previous iteration. The Gen 3, though, some of the upgrades include that you don't have to take your optics off anymore. When you fold it in half, it's gun origami. You can fold the Sub 2K right in half. It's just a simple twisting motion of that patent-pending rotating forend in either direction. It folds it right in half with the optics and all, and just as quickly and easily deploys it. Some of the other upgrades include the aluminum trigger redesigned, so you have a light and 5-pound pull. More that makes for more precise feedback. It translates into improved accuracy. They have an upgraded action, lightened action for easy racking, and an ambidextrous bolt hold open that all provides improved manipulation. You have a new chamber indicator as well. Made in America from a Florida-based family-owned business, and they've been making innovative quality products for years now right here in the U.S. of A. It's Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C. To learn more about the Sub-2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com and tell them that Dana sent you.
From the very beginning, I used to teach the Second Amendment in law school. From the very beginning, there were limitations. You couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't.
You could own a rifle,
a gun, but there were certain things you couldn't. But they weren't weapons of war.
Okay, you can own a cannon, you absolute clown turd. You can own a cannon, and weapons of war are what won this country's independence. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Biden says it again. He says you can't. I've written about this. I don't know how many times. I do not know how many times. He has claimed, even the Washington Post has said, this is bad. You can't say that. He repeats this false claim. He did this in 2021. Washington Post gave him 4 Pinocchios for it. He did it in 2022. PolitiFact even said that's not true. I mean, you absolutely can own a cannon. That's a lot. And you can own a tank as well. I don't know if people are aware of that. You can also own a tank. So the limitations that he's talking about had to do with things that weren't commonly owned. And that's a phrase that Antonin Scalia had even touched on before. Before I get too further, again, welcome back. Dana Lash with you. Top of our second hour. Listen coast to coast and channel 347 on DirecTV. In the decision with Heller, and I've written about this as well. I've got several books on it. Scalia had noted that at the time, and these are, which we all agree, Biden did not teach on the Second Amendment. Biden has no idea what he's talking about. The only restriction was during in the era of the colonies. One of the things that the colonies all agreed on is the idea of something that was an uncommon weapon. And the example that Scalia gave in his opinion on Heller is if it's something like a head axe, right? If it was something that looked like, you know, like Negan's bat from Walking Dead, like his bat with barbed wire all over it. That's kind of an uncommon weapon, right? And if you're walking around with something uncommon, and if it also had to include the caveat was if you're walking around with something that's uncommon, an uncommon weapon, and you're doing so menacingly, meaning that you are brandishing it with intent to intimidate or threaten, that's the restriction that came into play. And that's what Scalia verbatim was talking about in his opinion on Heller that I've covered again over at my newsletter, on my website, in books, on television, etc. So the restriction that Joe Biden is talking there is he has no idea what he's talking about. You can own cannons. You can own tanks. You can. In fact, the cannons have always been in private ownership. In fact, when Washington was getting the army together, one of the first things that they did was they were going around to farmers and other people who had previously served in military battles, military campaigns that maybe had kept some of the cannons, etc., had owned them privately to enlist them into helping the Continental Army. And so this idea that they were never in private ownership actually is a rewrite of American history, because this country began with them all being in private ownership. I mean, firearms began all in private ownership. We could not afford to supply every infantryman with a rifle. In fact, you were expected to bring your own, which gets into some of the wording of the Second Amendment. Whenever you hear the phrase well-regulated militia, you have so many uneducated people out there, and it's actually terrifying how dumb these people are. They are not well-read. They're not very intellectual. They don't really have any real academic pursuits, and they have no grasp of American history, nor do they have any understanding of the parlance of the time. When they're talking about well-regulated militia, they're talking about people. And as George Mason noted, it is the whole of the people, every man and woman, save for a few politicians, was his direct quote in discussing it. But when they were talking about the well-regulated militia, they were talking about someone who could actually clean and use his firearm proficiently. That's what they were talking about. And that's what the language meant at the time. But people today who speak with emojis don't really understand that. And this is why education is so incredibly important. And so Joe Biden's attempt to rewrite history on this is shameful. It's shameful. And I think he's one of the dumbest. I don't think he's a smart man. I really don't. You know how you meet people and maybe they don't have, you know, so I've met some people that have all of these Ivy League degrees, and I think they're some of the dumbest people that's ever existed, because you cannot buy actual intelligence. You cannot buy street smart. You can't buy actual intelligence. You cannot purchase intellectual curiosity. You cannot make a lazy person be an autodidact, meaning someone who constantly wants to learn and is motivated by their own, just motivated from within to do so without having to be compelled by any kind of outside influence. And so Joe Biden is, he's a dumb man. He's just dumb. When people said that George Bush was dumb, I actually disagreed with him, because George Bush was actually very, you can dislike his policies. I know this is not, I'm not relitigating that. I would rather literally cut my own arms off and squirt you with the blood from the arteries than actually sit here and diverge from this discussion and argue that. He was not a dumb guy, right? He was a smart individual. He, I think, allowed that narrative of him being dumb to give him cover. Like, he wanted to give himself some cover. It gave him some plausible deniability with certain things. And he used it to his advantage against his political opponents. And you don't have to like him to think that. Reagan was an incredibly smart guy as well, didn't have Ivy League degrees, etc. Joe Biden is stupid. Like, even Bill Clinton is an intelligent person. Joe Biden is dumb as a box of rocks. He's a male bimbo. True. He is a male bimbo. He and his wife are not smart people. He is not a smart person. He has no concept of the things that he talks about. He does not understand foreign policy. At least Jimmy Carter understood a little bit the foreign policy when he was talking about a specific area, or if he was getting a domestic issue wrong. At least he was lying to you. He was being malicious and misrepresenting it. Biden's not even doing that. He's not even smart enough to misrepresent it. He's just stupid. And that's the thing. Like, you can't think that everybody on the left is just dumb. Some of them actually are very intelligent, and they will maliciously misrepresent things to you, and they will do like what Bush did. They will allow you to think that they're dumb so that you don't actually see what they're doing that's smart. But Joe Biden is just dumb. He is not a smart man. His kids are dumb. His wife's not bright. He's got dumb people in his administration. For crying out loud, his spokesperson can't even say emeritus. Can't even say it. What did she say the other? Didn't she say expletive incorrectly too? Literally, just the other day.
I mean, tyranny.
Didn't she say expletive or something like that? And I think I died. Tyranny. What else did she say? The Nord Stream pipeline instead of, or the Nordstrom pipeline. I can't even say it incorrectly. The Nordstrom pipeline instead of the Nord Stream pipeline.
Right. And she mispronounced like Democrat politicians' names, like from Hawaii and other people. Oh, like, it's just horrible.
And then Jill Biden can't even say anything. She can't pronounce anything correctly either. And Joe Biden can't even talk. So he's not a smart dude. But the idea that, oh, well, these people didn't, you know, they didn't own cannons. This was, you know, they got to shut up. That's not true. Have you seen, he's been meeting with the Japanese prime minister. I don't know if you guys have seen some of this. So he has been meeting. He met with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. They have a state visit at the White House today, and they were walking around on the grounds. I watched some of this video before I saw this New York Post piece, and I thought the same thing that the New York Post piece thought. I thought, this is so embarrassing. Like, he's shuffling around in the grass, right? And he was greeted with a salute by a military aide. And then he, like, turned. He was going to salute. And then it's like he forgot what he was doing while he was doing it. And he just had a blank look. He put his sunglasses on to hide the fact that he walks around just like a complete blank slate. It just looks so bad. He is just in constant confusion. Like, he puts his... He's saluted by military aide, and he kind of does one of those, puts his arm up, and then he has really no idea what he's doing. The prime minister of Japan knows exactly what to do. The military aide literally has to use his hands and guide Biden absolutely everywhere. And he even is using his body to kind of lean in and direct him where to go. Biden looks so awkward and not healthy. He looks like a guy from Men in Black. An alien in a human suit. That's what he looks like.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
We've all been talking about how we've been poisoned to death, basically, on break, and here's why. Do y'all ever eat them Lunchables? I know you did. Oh, yeah. So, surprise! They're found to contain relatively high lead levels. So, Kane and I, and my kids, because they ate them, I ate them little pizza ones all through college, man. They were the bomb.com. But they've got tons of lead and sodium. I knew they had sodium.
Yeah, sodium definitely knew that.
I mean, we're talking about the sad, slimy little meat discs on the stale cracker with a weird thing of cheese. And the pizzas were weird. It was like dessert sauce with weird cheese on a weird thing, piece of bread. Consumer Reports says, yeah, they tested 12 store-bought versions of this, and they're so bad for you. They said that, oh my gosh, they got all kinds of stuff that's going to hurt your skeleton and your respiratory system and stuff that's classified as a human carcinogen. It's not safe levels of lead for children. You might as well just have them lick paint. It's real bad.
Wait, there's safe levels of lead?
Yeah, I mean, see, that's the health organization. Some levels of lead are bad. But your natural immunity system, that's horrible. You know, can I say those words?
Yeah,
the thing that rhymes with schmivermectin, because heaven forbid the YouTube pedophiles get offended and decided to demonetize my video burning an AIDS fire. I mean, you know, heaven forbid. I'm just saying those things are bad, but some lead's okay, Kane. Come on. There you go. Saudi Arabia had to scale back that dystopian hellscape project they were building out in the desert. The 106-mile long city called The Line, which basically looks like a prison. And they said that they've had to scale it back to just 1.5 miles. And workers are already being laid off at the construction site. They said they wanted it to be completely constructed by the end of the decade. They wanted to increase its full capacity to 9 million people living in this dystopian hellscape that's literally a just single line of a building. And their idea was to make it to where every little section, you can just walk to everything that you need. So you literally never need to leave that block. I've seen horror films like this. Why anybody would want to live there is beyond me. But for the people who do, I'm all for it. Move in, let's all lock the doors, and we can go on, continue living our lives. I'm serious. Let's see. Ooh, speaking of chemicals and pollution and dystopian hellscapes, Kane, the Biden administration has set the first ever limit on forever chemicals in drinking water. Because apparently we're all drinking plastics and we're going to, you know what? It's just going to, everybody's half plasticine anyway. Have you seen some of these chicks on TV? They have anus lips and their faces don't move and they look like pillow people that your kids carried around from the 80s. Let's just be honest about it. Everybody's plastic anyway. Maybe it's something I should consider. Everybody's plastic. Kane, you should do it too. Go ahead and get your face all puffed up a la Putin.
It's weird. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're all going to be plastic anyway. Toxic PFAS, or perfluorooctanol substances, widespread, long-lasting in the environment. Stop drinking out of plastic water bottles. But all the people in the 90s who pushed plastic water bottles, you deserved this. Also, I swear I got a happy... No, I don't have a happy one in here. Don't. Let's see. In China, freak winds killed people. Sure, it's the wind that sucked them out of their apartment and murdered them to death. Sure. Sure it is. Yeah. It couldn't be communism. Freak winds killed three people, but they literally sucked them out of their big, giant apartment buildings in China. Speaking of big, giant apartment buildings, The Line in Saudi Arabia, that desert. Peacocks... They're getting booted from an Orlando neighborhood because of feces. Just send them to San Francisco. It might be a change of pace from the people that do it out in the sidewalks.
So was it this? You made a lot of concessions in the negotiations.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Is that
Let's get to the bottom, though.
Right?
That is such a misnomer in life. Let me give you the truth about that now. And I'll give you the truth why I'm not speaker. It's because one person, a member of Congress, wanted me to stop an ethics complaint because he slept with a 17-year-old. An ethics complaint that started before I ever became speaker, and that's illegal, and I'm not going to get in the middle. Did he do it or not? I don't know. But an ethics is looking at it. There's other people in jail because of it. And he wanted me to influence it. And you know what? So then they come out and they say, because I kept government open. I'd do it all over again.
I got to be real. That's what I'd heard too. Yeah. But I'm just telling you, that's why I was like, it was a fight between the two of those, him and Gates. It was him and Matt Gates. He's talking about Matt Gates. We had to play that soundbite from Kevin McCarthy. That was, phew, oh my goodness. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Yeah, that's, it sounds like I knew it was over. I think Gates had wanted McCarthy to intervene on this ethical stuff, and McCarthy did not want to use his political capital for it, and that's what resulted in this. And now we got Mike Johnson, who, he can be the nicest guy in the world, but we're not grading you on how nice you are. We're grading you on how well you're performing as House Speaker. And they're two very entirely different things, and they should not be conflated. And one should not be used as a way to ensure approval of the other. So there you go. I wanted to play that audio, and then I need audio soundbite 10. Tom Cotton has made an amazing point here. Listen to this. It has to be
You talk a lot with Senator Reid about Israel's responsibility to provide aid in Gaza. Why does Israel have a responsibility to provide aid to Gaza? Israel was the victim of an unprovoked, vicious attack on October 7th. Why should they provide aid to their Gaza's not a nation, to the aggressors on October 7th? We didn't provide aid to Germany and Japan during World War II.
What we did provide aid to and assistance to many of the countries that we've operated in recently.
But not in World War II. If you had been in George Marshall's or Dwight Eisenhower's position in World War II, would you have wanted to provide aid to Germany?
Yeah, why would you? I mean, Israel is under no condition, nor is there any kind of requirement that they should have to provide any kind of aid to Gaza. I thought that was a great point. Tom Cotton made a very, very good point. So the FISA bill, the House blocked it. The House did something, guys. They voted down the FISA spy bill. Wow. They did something.
Is it voted down or is it just tabled?
No, the Mayorkas thing is tabled. They voted this down.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that they're not going to try to bring it back up. Right. You know, I mean, there's one thing that Democrats are. It's very, very persistent. But so they did something. Look at that. And I'm watching all these lawmakers go, I voted no on the rule for FISA. Good. We shouldn't be spying on people without a search warrant. If it's important enough to spy on people, it's important enough to get the backside and get a warrant. I know my rights, so you're going to need a warrant for that. So, yeah. You guys know that track. My glove compartment's locked, so there's a trunk in the back, and I know my rights, so you're going to need a warrant for that. Anyway, that was a great Rick Rubin-produced track. So, tomorrow I'm going to talk more about this abortion thing with Arizona and also what the Republican Party needs to be focusing on for 2024. Kane, today's stupidity.
All right. It is our Vice President Kamala Harris. Juan, this is cut 13.
Oh, my gosh. I've been
waiting for
this.
I can't believe she's even insinuating this, but apparently she's against restricting sexually explicit literature in elementary schools. Listen to this.
All right. Had it or hit it, book bans. Oh, God. Had it. Had it, had it, had it. Again, the idea that you would restrict information and
who are these broads?
And, you know, the same people who are doing that are this, you know, some of the same people who are denying our history.
I mean, trying to
whitewash it.
This is more annoying than The View. I love like when like older women are trying to be like super hot. Like, how did I? Go get some Zima, ladies.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.